everyone. I am Mariah Muhammad, she, her pronouns, with Becker's Hospital Review. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. Today, I am pleased to be joined by Thomas Marler, President and Chief Executive Officer at Sage Dental. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, certainly. My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Before we dive into our conversation, can you introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit more about your background?
Well, certainly. I'm, as you've already pointed out, I'm the CEO here at Sage Dental. I've been with Sage for approximately four and a half years. I joined in mid-2018. I've been in the DSO industry for about 20 years. I was formerly with Intelligent Solutions, and then also for about 3 or 4 years, I was with Dental One Partners in Texas, and then been here ever since.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that. Well, with that, let's dive into our conversation. Tom, the first thing I wanted to talk to you about is recruitment, actually, a hot topic. So can you talk about your approach to recruitment, how you secure top dental talent, what works, what doesn't?
Certainly. Well, I could start by saying that I think we've got just a really terrific structure and process here at Sage for how we think about certainly provider recruitment. I mean, we've got just an absolutely dynamite recruiting team that focuses on the different sort of provider positions by position type. So we've got a team of individuals that focus on general dentistry, a team that focuses on specialists, and then a team that focuses on hygienists, and then a separate team that focuses on the practice staff positions as well. And then as we sort of think about recruiting within those positions, we go through a variety of assessments that really ensure that those joining the Sage team really are the very best that we can bring into the enterprise and put in front of our patients. So we have an entire sort of clinical assessment process that we think is somewhat unique in the industry, in that we genuinely sort of put in front of our prospective dentists opportunities to diagnose real patient pathologies and kind of give us an indication of how they would treat those patients. And then we sort of assess that relative to what we think would be optimal. And that allows us to again, sort of evaluate prospective clinicians on that basis. We also spend a lot of time thinking about how prospective team members will sort of fit either in the enterprise as a whole or in the individual practices for which we're recruiting. And I think on that basis, sort of using that sort of a process with this just really terrific team that we've got doing the recruiting, we're able to recruit really, really superb individuals to join the Sage team. Now, in terms of what it is we have to offer at Sage, I think that within the DSO industry, there are a handful of things that really are probably, for lack of a better term, table stakes, the kinds of things that we all do, I think, relatively well, and for which there is some general almost parity across the DSOs. And among those things, I would say that most everybody assures providers that they're going to have political autonomy, that they're going to have appropriate support, that they'll have ample patient volume, and that they'll have market rate or attractive compensation arrangements. I think that again, nearly all of us do that. And Sage, of course, does that as well. But I think beyond that, you know, beyond sort of the general sort of working conditions, we spend a lot of time at Sage thinking about how to ensure that for our providers in particular, we provide the absolute sort of best practice experience. How do we ensure that the dentists and hygienists and specialists joining Sage really, really have a really, really terrific time here and really feel like they're able to do everything that they would like to do with their patients? And so as we think about that, I think that it requires quite a bit more than what would be more or less baseline level DSO support. I think that, you know, first and foremost, you know, we really invest considerably in our practices to ensure that they are genuinely state of the art when it comes to things like various styles of dental equipment. I mean, so for example, at Sage, all of our practices are fully digital, fully paperless. We've got 100% scanner deployment. We're rapidly moving toward widespread CVCT or cone beam deployment, all of which is really sort of in the service of ensuring that our dentists and specialists can provide really superb care to their patients. It also means beyond investing in the practices that we make the investment in development of our clinicians. And in that respect, we are very, very proud at Sage of our Sage Academies program, which provides 175 hours of CE credit across four broad curricula. And that includes, among other things, advanced endo, it includes implants, all on fours, clear aligners, and a variety of other things. And I think that as you think about sort of how that applies, I mean, we just had a number of dentists sort of complete our implant academy, and the capstone event of that academy was to go to the Faculdade Ilopeo in Brazil for a one-week super intensive hands-on experience treating patients in the sort of very sophisticated, complex implant environments. Some of the dentists who came back from that described that as genuinely life-changing in terms of their approach to thinking about patient care, and certainly as it relates to the application of implants. And so, again, we're very, very proud of our utilization of those styles of programs to ensure the development of our team members, of our clinicians. And we believe that that really serves the enterprise and our patients well as it relates to our ability to really recruit the very, very best individuals to the team. And then finally, I think that, you know, beyond investment in the practices and investment in developing the clinicians, and you really have to focus on sort of innovation. And we are very proud at Sage as well in terms of our ability to do that. And for example, we just recently announced that we're going to be the first in the United States to launch a brand new clear aligner technology. Now, clear aligners, of course, have been around for a while, and I think virtually every DSO offers them either the two market leaders, Align with Invisalign or ClearCorrect, or they've got, you know, various private label options. But I think that what we were looking for at Sage was something that would be genuinely different, that would offer patients a sort of unique sort of treatment capability. And so we arrived at that with the Kyo Clear clear aligner out of Japan, which integrates a palatal expander into the aligner and allows the sort of aligner treatment in our view, deliver a much more satisfactory outcome for patients than is traditionally the case. And we'll be the first in the country to do that. Our providers at Sage will be the very first in the country to be able to utilize that. And we're very excited about that. Also in the realm of innovation, we've been moving very swiftly toward the introduction of artificial intelligence into our practices, and that will be enterprise-wide. But the use of artificial intelligence in a dental practice is really sort of using AI to assist in the diagnosis using patient x-rays. And we have found that we've been piloting now for a few months in a handful of our practices. We've found it's been extraordinary in helping dentists to identify different pathologies that may exist that may have eluded them in terms of sort of just their own observation of x-rays. And so we're very excited about being able to bring that to the equation in terms of patient care and patient treatment. And we think that the availability of that is also something that makes us very attractive as we think about recruiting providers. And then, you know, beyond all those things, I mean, we work very hard to ensure that at Sage we've got that we can provide support for a very diverse workforce. I mean, I think that, you know, it is the case at Sage that today approximately half of our dentists are women, many of whom still have children at home. And we pride ourselves on finding a way to really accommodate the work-life balance considerations to ensure that a working mother working at Sage can simultaneously care for her patients and also care for her family and care for her kids and have a very, both very successful home life and a very successful career. And so we think we've done a really good job of that. And then of course, we're very hard here in terms of engagement. You know, we pride ourselves on being transparent. We try to communicate as broadly as we can. We encourage communication from all of our team members and we provide sort of a structured mechanism to do that. So that again, at Sage, we really believe that we do a very nice job and are proud of the fact that we are a very engaging workplace and we encourage engagement among our employees. So, you know, overall, I'd say that as we take a look at the profile of our team members, I mean, especially on the provider side, I can tell you today that 98% of the dentists at Sage come to Sage with prior practice experience. So we are able to appeal to dentists with a fair amount of practice experience. On average, our dentists have 15 years experience. 80% have more than 5 years experience. All of which sort of says, in our view, that the various things that we're doing to recruit providers in particular, but staffs generally throughout the enterprise really seem to be working and resonating with our prospective employees.
That all sounds wonderful. And you made so many great points. And it also sounds like you were very successful with their company. And I'm glad you touched on the patient experience because having great dentists seems like the foundation for building an exceptional patient experience. So can you tell us what else is necessary to create a great patient experience?
Oh, certainly. I think that first and foremost, it's really critical to have an experienced and supportive staff. I mean, I think the first thing that the patient is going to encounter coming into a practice will be the front desk and then the other staff members, even before they see the dentist. And so we work very hard to ensure that we've got really tremendous staffs in all of our dental practices. And that's the front desk, the dental assistants, and the dental hygienists. And we've developed various support teams to support those individuals, both in terms of their development, and then also in terms of just ensuring that they themselves have a really, really successful work career at Sage. And so, you know, for example, we've got a sizable team of individuals who provide dental hygiene development and training, who are dedicated full-time to supporting our dental hygienists. We have a similar sort of team of registered dental assistants who focus exclusively full-time on the development and advancement of our dental assistants, making certain that they are continuing to grow in their careers and continuing to really develop the skills that's necessary to provide really tremendous patient care. So once you sort of move beyond the staff, you know, we think that the other elements that are critical for a really tremendous patient experience include ensuring that you've got really top-notch facilities. That's another area that we're very proud of at Sage. We believe that, you know, we have 83 practices today. We would tell you that our practices are just genuinely really superb in terms of the quality of the facility, the quality of the environment, the quality of the aesthetic. I mean, we've really invested heavily in the practices to ensure that when a patient comes into a Sage practice, we want them to be just genuinely impressed and to infer from the quality of the facility that I'm likely to get really good dental care here, because this is an enterprise that really cares about the environment in which their people work and in which the their patients are treated. And I can tell you that, you know, over the last 2.5 years, ever since coming back from COVID, we've invested approximately $200,000 into each one of our mature practices to ensure that they really present as well as they possibly can to our patients and prospective patients. And then, you know, beyond the facilities, you know, I think it's really critical for the patient experience to ensure that you've got the very best when it comes to the equipment. And that's not just, you know, the standard ensuring that you've got great dental chairs and so on. I mean, that's moving beyond that to take advantage of the latest and greatest technology, to stay on the leading edge of the technology evolution. And so, you know, as I've already mentioned, we are paperless and fully digital. We've really moved aggressively into a variety of things so that we can create for the patient a genuinely sort of digital experience. So the utilization of scanners, for example, for impressions, allows us then to provide to the patient on the screen, right, a 3D image of their sort of their mouth, basically. And so they're able to sort of see things that they wouldn't otherwise be able to see. And I think that we find that's really, really helpful in educating the patient, helping them understand where it is they may have opportunities to address certain dental health needs, and certainly aids in the communication to the patient. And as a result of that, we think really enhances the patient experience. And then I think beyond that, it's really helpful to have within the practice a genuine sort of customer service mindset. I mean, we're all focused in this industry, and I think in the DSO industry and in dentistry generally, I think we're all focused on making certain that we provide the absolute best in terms of patient care. We try to take that a step further and think of it in terms of what can we do to make certain that our patients feel like and are treated as really important customers, and what can we do to make sure that they have a really, really superb customer experience. And so, well, we've done a lot with regard to that. We're really fortunate at Sage in that each of our practice teams is as dedicated to our patients as customers as they are to our patients as patients in need of dental care. And a lot of ways you can deal with that, either in terms of just the manner in which you handle your patients' needs, but also in terms of the other sort of support provisions that you can provide to a patient, whether it's patient financing options, discount plans, that sort of thing. We have a variety of things to try to make certain that our patients have all that they need and really feel valued as customers. I mean, our three pillars of value here at Sage: we want to be patient focused, we want to be value conscious, we want to be community minded. And we think all of those things really sort of play into ensuring that we have a tremendous and can provide to our patients a tremendous patient experience.
Yeah, that is a great take on the patient experience. And if I could, Tom, to continue that conversation a bit more, in your personal opinion, how important is cultivating patient trust for the success of a dental practice or DSO? How do you build this trust, and what tools or strategies are necessary?
Well, I think it's vitally important, really. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, patients are relying on, in the case of Sage, we know that patients are relying upon our dentists, specialists, and hygienists for their expert guidance on how, with respect to their dental care. Right? They from a lay perspective, you may or may not understand what's going on with regard to your oral health. So you're relying upon these professionals and their guidance as to what it is you should do and what care you should avail yourself of. And so I think the only way that really works in our environment is if the patient genuinely trusts the provider, genuinely trusts the environment in which the provider works. So, you know, we think there are a few ways that you can really optimize and maximize patient trust. First is to make certain that you create an environment where the patient is always paramount. I mean, it is a simple fact of life, I think, in the dental industry generally, certainly within DSOs, that production is important. I mean, we are all operating businesses, and so you know, we recognize that there are financial considerations. However, it's vitally, I think, important that the financial considerations never become the driving force, right? I mean, I think that to the extent the financial success is derivative of offering a really tremendous patient experience and offering terrific patient care, then that's the ideal. And that's really what we strive to do here. We want to make certain that we focus on the patient, we handle the patient's need, whatever that happens to be, we provide them the full set of options, allow the patient to make the decision based upon the best guidance we can provide them, and then we let everything else sort of fall out the way it may. I think the second thing, you know, beyond making certain that the patient care is always paramount, the second thing is to create and maintain a high morale environment. I mean, we think that patient trust is really enhanced when they can walk into a dental practice and just sort of feel that it's a positive environment, that the people who are there want to be there, that the people who are there feel supported, that the people who are there work as one team. I think all of that, I think, suggest to the patient, this is a really good place, and these are people that I can trust to deliver care to me. And so we work hard to accomplish that. And then finally, I think that, you know, beyond sort of those sort of softer areas, I think that it's possible and increasingly important to leverage technology and systems to reduce subjectivity of care and therefore increase sort of patient trust. And that's where something I think like artificial intelligence comes in. I think that AI enhanced or AI informed diagnosis really helps take patient communication to the next level and allows you to demonstrate to a patient that we're seeing things because of artificial intelligence that is helping us to diagnose your care. And, you know, we can now display that for you in a way that formerly we could not. And as a result of that, you know, we think that the patients respond to that extraordinarily well. They realize that there's a bit more objectivity to the diagnosis than formerly there might've been and become more trusting as a result. And then I think similarly, you know, the utilization of scanners and CBCT cone beams, I think play a comparable role in terms of just anything you can do to make it easier to display for a patient the circumstance that they have, the condition of their oral health, and to educate them, to inform them, anything you can do with regard to that, and to just enhance that experience, I think enhances patient trust. And I think, you know, we're trying at Sage to do all of those things.
Absolutely. Tom, thank you so much for those strategies and tools for patient trust. And before I let you go, I just wanted to ask, do you have any closing thoughts for our listeners?
Sure. Well, I was going to say, I think that, you know, as I mentioned, I've been in the DSO industry for approximately 20 years. You know, the industry itself is depending on how you think about it, is about 30 to 40 years old. I think, you know, the very earliest DSOs probably originated in the mid-1970s. And so I would say that for much of the life of the DSO industry, I think we've largely been focused on, as an industry and as participants in that industry, we've been largely focused on sort of the fundamental questions of how to grow our businesses, how to scale our businesses, and how, as a DSO, we might distinguish ourselves from other DSOs. You know, how do you differentiate yourself relative to others and identify a position in the marketplace that makes sense for your company? I think that as an industry, we've probably spent relatively less time sort of considering how to distinguish ourselves as, you know, as DSOs from the broader realm of dentistry, certainly how to distinguish ourselves from private practice. But I think now that's beginning to change. I think that what we're beginning to see as DSOs is that largely because of scale, largely because of technological advances within the industry of dentistry, within the space of dental healthcare, because of those advancements, I think we're finding that the DSOs will soon be in a position to offer, frankly, a genuinely different and better experience for patients than a private practice dentist can. largely because we'll be able to stay abreast of those innovations and make the investments necessary to realize them. So I think that, you know, we're now at that sort of inflection point. I think over the course of, say, the next 20, 30 years, you're really going to see that begin to evolve. And so I think this industry is poised to grow dramatically, in large part because of some consolidation in the industry, but perhaps more important, because I think we'll soon be in a position where we're saying that you're going to, as a patient, as a prospective patient, you are likely to receive the very best potential possible dental experience by going to a DSO, just because they're going to be better equipped in DSOs to provide you the latest and greatest when it comes to dental care, more so than a private practice dentist may be able to. So I think it's going to be an extremely exciting time in this industry. I'm really, really excited to see how it evolves over the course of the next few years.
That is great. Tom, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today. And I'd also like to thank our podcast sponsor, Sage Dental. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com. Thank you again, Tom.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much. Pleasure talking to you today.